The Lord is in the house. The anointing is awesome. And I'm not saying that flippantly. I mean it. There is a sweet anointing in the house. Hallelujah. Let the rhythm of the Lord say amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just want to give you thanks and praise because you are God. Thank you because there is none like unto you. Thank you because you reign from everlasting, even unto everlasting. You alone are God. You alone are the only one. Beside you, Lord, there is none else. Be glorified, Lord, Father. Lord, even as I give myself to you, Lord, Father, let me be a vessel of honor in your hands, Almighty Lord Father, to proclaim your word to your church, Almighty Father. I release myself to you, Lord. And Father, in your name, Lord, I come against every contrary spirit, Father, this afternoon. I bind them by the authority that's in the name of Jesus, Lord. I say, behold, I give you power to trample upon scorpions and upon serpents and over every word of darkness. Say, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, no one will be hurt in this church today. We give you thanks and we give you praise, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I just want us to go straight into the Word. I have a few passages of the Bible to look at, even as the Lord leads us through the Word He's got for us today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We are not sleeping, are we? We were dancing earlier on. We couldn't have gone to sleep so soon. No way. The devil is a liar. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're not going to go to sleep. He's not asleep, so we can go to sleep.
That's right.
You know, we don't want him to take us by surprise. So we have to be on our guard. We have to be on the alert at all times. Amen. Shall we quickly go into the book of 2 Kings? I crave your indulgence for these passages that we're going to be reading very quickly. 2 Kings 2:1-15. Perhaps we might want to read differently. Is anyone there to read the passage for us, please? Yes, there. Brilliant. Praise God for that. And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me unto Bethlehem." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethlehem. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from you today?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me unto Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?" So he answered, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me unto Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you. Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. So he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, and I'll repeat that again, nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and his horsemen. So he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own cloth and tore them into pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over. Now, when the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. Acts 2, 1 to 4. Praise God. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. Hallelujah. 40, 41 on the same chapter. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. May God bless his holy name, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. The title of my message today, as you have seen on the display, is the repositioning for anointing to do exploits. I need to quickly confess that originally when I was asked to bring a message today, that was the message I had in mind. And, you know, as I was reflecting over it, as is often the case, my wife was asking me, what are you going to bring today? And I shared what I wanted to bring with her. I said, how are you going to go about this message? And I said to her, look, this is what I was going to go about. And I said, I'm not very sure. That sounds like something you presented very recently. And that's the problem when you want to bring the message. You are torn between, you know, God, what should I bring for a season like this? Is it possible that, you know, people might perceive that you're repeating yourself? And I don't want to sound like a broken drum, you know. Quite naturally, I took the advice of my wife and I reflected why in prayers. And this was what the Lord was laying upon my heart, that even as we as a church, as we begin to think about going back to Connaught Road, there is a need for the church to begin to think about where we are currently. I'm not talking about Isaac Newton. I'm talking about where we are in the atmosphere, in the spirit. And where are we going to go even as we begin to think about going back to occupy the land? And even last week, as Pastor Brian was bringing the clips concerning the work that was going on at Connaught Road, I sat over there and I was thinking to myself, well, this is a building. It's going to look fantastic. What is the purpose of this building at the end of the day? what are we going to be doing here as a church?
Yeah.
It gets me excited. We come into a new place, as it were. Mm. Is it just a new place for Mary and Mike? Or is it just a place to impact our community and our society for a time such as this? One of the burdens I've had in my heart for a very long time, and each time I used to bring prayer over there when we were at Connaught Road, I used to worry very seriously about the fact that as a church, the Apostolic Church seated on Connaught Road, we have not really impacted our community greatly. I used to ask various questions about the fact that how come we haven't got people within that vicinity attending our church? How could a church be seated in a place like that for over 50 years? Yep. We don't have members from that local community coming to our church.
Yeah.
And what the Lord is laying upon my heart is the fact that we need to reposition ourselves once again to think about occupying the land in a different way.
Come on. Yeah.
That's true. There has to be a shift in the way we think, in the way we position ourselves. It's amazing how the way our brains are wired. Why the majority of people in this church, I'll tell you that you've been sitting on the same seat for so many years that we've been coming here. Just the way the brain is wired. You're coming straight, you come to your comfort zone, your regular chair. To the point that even somebody else was sitting down there, you'd be wondering, why are you sitting on my seat?
Yeah.
We do that, don't we? You know, without thinking about it. Again, that's exactly the way we are in the church. We come in every Sunday, and I'm not being funny, we play church. The issue is that we come in, we clap hands, we dance, we do merrymaking, we finish, we go over there, we have a cup of tea, we go home. The kingdom of God is not about drinking and merrymaking. This is serious business, guys. Serious business. And we need to begin to approach this in a different way. We are doing countdown to Connaught Road. For some of us that the Lord will grace to occupy the land, we need to begin to reposition ourselves. Now, the divisions among us, let us not mince word about it. There are divisions among us. This is for real. We are amongst ourselves. Let us be real. We are not united. That's the fact. Look, Africans, Caribbeans, have your different groups. It will not cut it. As we go to Connaught Road, there will be no Africans. There will be no Caribbeans. There will be God's people. That is what we need to do as we begin to calm down towards Connaught Road. We're not going to just go to that building, the bricks.
Yeah.
Just brick and mortar.
That's right. That's
all there is. In the book of the Kings that we have just read, we read the story of Elisha, a man anointed by God. Now God called Elijah to anoint Elisha to be his servant. He was just a servant. But Elisha realized that there was something peculiar about his master, Elijah. And he realized that the time was coming when Elijah was going to be taken to glory. Elisha had the opportunity of moving alongside Elijah. Elisha wanted much more than just being a servant to Elijah. We have to come to that place where we say, I'm no longer satisfied with what I've got.
That's right.
I need more.
Mm-hmm.
I need more.
Yeah.
Man, you could say Elijah was greedy. I would like to be that greedy for the Spirit of God.
Amen. Yeah, yeah.
Elisha had to take a different position. Repositioning is about taking a different position from where you used to be.
That's right. That's correct.
And in order for us to be able to tap into that which God is doing in our days, because I believe very strongly God is doing marvelous things in our days, because we live in the latter days. The latter is the one the Lord has promised us, that I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. The Lord is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. If we are not feeling it in Eden, there is a problem with us. And we need to examine ourselves, brothers and sisters. The time has come for a thorough examination of who we are.
That's right.
We have been on this ground for too long. The time has come for us to now move on.
Yeah.
We need to move on and take the land.
Yeah.
Elisha was unsatisfied with where he was. And when he had the opportunity to approach his master Elijah about it, what do you want me to do for you? I want a double portion. Today I speak concerning double portion concerning us. And even as we begin to reposition ourselves concerning that which the Lord is going to do in our midst, we should be asking for more than double portion. The Lord is able to give generously. Is there anyone of you that like? You should ask the one that gives. And he will give generously. The Lord is not lucky. He is the one that is able to give and to give generously. Elijah said to him, this is a hard thing for you to ask. But nevertheless, if you are able to witness me being caught up in glory, so be it for you. And each step of the way, Elijah will say, look, just stay there. I'm going to go over there to the other side. I'm not leaving you. Because he meant business. He knew what he wanted from Elijah. Elisha had witnessed how Elijah decimated the prophets of Baal. He must have seen that. Elisha must have seen the power and the glory of the Lord that was upon Elijah. Elijah was a man of war. How could a man be asking for double of that? I mean, you know, if you have a quarter of that, perhaps it's okay for a season. But Elisha was asking for double of that portion. We should be asking for double. We should be asking for triple of that.
Yeah.
The Lord is able to give. It's amazing because under our current dispensation in the New Testament, as the New Testament church, we are able to tap into that. Whereas in the olden days, it was the people, selected people, who were able to get the anointing from God. But because we serve a resurrected Christ, we have the power today to be sons and daughters of the living God.
Right.
There are no special people to go into the Holy of Holies anymore, because Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, has already gone ahead of us. Jesus himself told us that which I have done, you will do even greater. Now the question then is, why are we not able to do greater? Jesus is not a liar. We are the liars. If we are not able to do greater than he has done, having told us that we are able to do greater things, and we are not tapping into that, there is a problem with us.
That's right.
That we need to examine ourselves, brothers and sisters.
Yep.
If we are truly called the redeemer of the Lord, there is a problem in the house. And we need to retrace ourselves for us to be able to get into that. Elijah got cut off. The mantle fell because Elisha was a witness. And because of that, he was able to get hold of Elijah's mantle. The Spirit is moving, brothers and sisters. In our time, the Spirit is moving. We need to catch the fire. Catch the fire. The Spirit is moving. Catch the fire. In the name of Jesus, it is catch the fire. The Spirit is moving. Elisha recognized the movement of the Spirit and the atmosphere for that time. Even as Pastor Brian was leading the service, when he was saying, do you believe miracle can happen? Look, even in the atmosphere of singing and worshiping the Lord, miracle can happen, brothers and sisters. You don't need somebody to lay hands on you before you receive your miracle. Look, when I came in this morning, Pastor Brian was saying to me, your voice is funny. Yes, because my voice is funny, because yesterday I had cold and I couldn't sleep very well through the night. But praise God, my voice is clear.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look, we have the power, we have the authority that's in Christ Jesus to declare it.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Brian was saying we should pray. And suddenly he said, we should command. The time has come. And the time is now. When we begin to command and to declare.
That's right.
There's no being a gentleman anymore. No. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence.
Yeah.
And the violence is with by force. We now begin to take it by force.
Yeah.
Everything that the evil one has taken from us. As we begin to reposition ourselves as a church, we will take it by force. Every bit of it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I declare that today. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I declare that. See, Peter was a man like you and I. Peter was a man who, shall I say, blowing hot and cold at the same time. Peter was excited to follow Jesus. But even as the Lord himself, the master, had told him, you're going to deny me when that time comes. And Peter, when the time came, Peter denied the Lord exactly as he had foretold. Why? Because he became very, very timid. Fast forward to the book that we have read. A timid Peter repositioning the apostles after Jesus Christ died. They went their different ways. Jesus Christ resurrected, appeared to them again, instructed them to gather together in Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus said to the apostles, reposition yourself. Come back to that place where you were before and you moved away. Come back now. Reposition yourself. Re-examine yourself. You need to connect again to the source of power. And Pentecost came like tongue of fire, resting upon them. Power from on high came into the upper room because they positioned themselves to receive of the anointing of the Lord. The passage of the Bible that we have just read, the Bible tells us that Peter stood up. He preached to the congregation. 3,000 people, 3,000 people came to the Lord one day. Rewind. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. On account of the anointing, Peter preached to the people. 3,000 people came to the Lord one day. On account of the anointing. The book of Daniel tells us, the people that know their God, they shall do exploits.
Yeah.
In plural. They shall be strong and do exploits.
Yeah.
The Lord is calling us to tap into the anointing for us to be strong. Because we need to be strong for this journey ahead.
Right.
We live in the days of evil. And we need to be strong for this journey ahead. The same way the Lord called Elijah after he decimated the prophets of Baal and Jezebel was looking for him. He ran away at some point. The Lord had to feed him. Elijah, get up. Eat. Drink. You need strength for the journey ahead. Brothers and sisters, We need the anointing of the Lord for the journey ahead. The journey is not going to be easy. And I repeat it again. Doing church as we used to do it, it's not going to cut it. It's not going to cut it, brothers and sisters. Doing church is not going to cut it. We need to come in the spirit of the Most High. Church, not as you know it. We have the billboard right up there. Church, in the Christian Center. Church, not as you know it. We need to begin to tap into the anointing so that we can experience church, not as you know it. We're not going to be having disco parties and all kinds of stuff coming up in the church of the living God. We are going to come together. Concerning the passage that we have read, the people came together in one accord. One accord. That is the ingredient for us to be a people that will receive the anointing to do exploits in our days.
That's right.
I often wonder why we cannot have a declaration of the word of God to the powerful in our tongue. Elijah spoke to power. How could a man be so bold to go to the king and say, "You and your wife, you are the ones that trouble Israel"? How can we have a prophet in our time to say today, "Boris Johnson, you are the one that troubles the United Kingdom. You and your ministers, you trouble us. You and your Conservative Party, you trouble us"? How can we have a prophet that will be so bold to declare the word of our God even today? But we can. We can be those people that will be able to declare the power of our God in our time, to know that the God that reigned yesterday, the same God today, the same God tomorrow, the same God forever and ever. The one who was there at the beginning, before the beginning began, he was there. When everything is done, he will remain there because he is God. How do we declare the power of our God to a lost generation? Our children are getting cut off in madness on our street. A gentleman came to our house a couple of days ago to fix a broken boiler. We've known him for a few years now. And he was saying to us the story about the boy that was cut off with a knife problem in Lewisham was his son. He's coming home, brothers. He's coming home, sisters. He's coming home. You know, the story that we hear so far away, he's coming home. We need to stand up now, brothers and sisters. We need to take the line. We need to say no way for our children to become victims of knife crime. What is wrong? What's going on in our community? What's going on? What's going on? We need to come to that place and be passionate enough to say no more.
That's right.
No more. But we cannot withstand them with flesh and blood. There's so much going on in the atmosphere that we cannot see with our naked eyes. There's something wrong with our community. There is something wrong. We can stand up and say no more on account of the anointing. I'm beginning to rescue our children from the madness that's going on the streets. We as a church, as we begin to calm down, we need to put ourselves in a place like Elijah. We need to reposition ourselves in a place like Moses. You see, when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, I'm very confident that Moses will have passed through that place several times before as a shepherd. But on that day, he had an encounter with the Lord. Moses turned around. And Moses stood to look at, what is this? Bush burning? Not consumed? God wanted his attention at that point in time. And God gave an instruction that he was going to be the one to lead these people out. But Moses could not do that alone. Moses had Aaron with him as well. God anointed Aaron and Moses. And Moses and Aaron stood together to face Pharaoh. And with the two of them working together under the anointing, they were able to take the people away from the land of Egypt. As we began to turn down to Eden, one month after the other, we as a people, we needed to begin to stand together, shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's
right. We need to stand together, shoulder to shoulder, to take over the land and impact our community. I didn't attend the conference, but the theme of the conference is impact your destiny. We need to begin to impact our community. Charity begins at home. A local environment, it's not just enough for them to say, oh, we love your music. We're not singing music to you.
Right.
Singing music to our God.
Yeah.
Glorifying our King.
That's right.
You need to come in and be a part of it. That's what we want to happen. We want to move away from leaflets. How many people have we brought into the church just bringing leaflets in? Those things are gone. Leaflets are no longer useful. On account of the anointing, people will come into the house because they want to feel it, they want to test it.
That's right. Yeah.
We, as a people, we need to have family meetings now, brothers and sisters. We need to have family meetings. It's not working. It's not working. We want it to work. We want it to work for ourselves. We want it to work for our community. We want it to work for our nation. Let's have family meetings, brothers and sisters. Let's go back to prayer again. Let us pray. Let us fast. Things, certain things will not shift unless we pray and fast. It takes dedication. It takes determination. It takes persistency. Like Elisha. Persistent. I'm not leaving you until I receive it. Leave me alone. I'm going over to... I'm not leaving you. No, leave me. I'm not leaving you. Persistency. Determination. Repositioning. Pastor Brian called our brother, Troy, to come over. He wouldn't stay there to be praying to just come over. Reposition. Come over here.
Yeah.
Change your position. Come over here.
Yeah.
I'm praying to the church.
That's
where we are right now, brothers and sisters. We're counting down to going to Connaught Road. And I'm very, very particular about this. We are no longer going to be doing church as normal. I speak to myself today and I speak to the elders of the church. I speak to the pastors today. I speak to the congregation today. Where are you? Where are we in this journey?
Right.
Are we going to continue like this? I am tired of being on this grind for too long. I want to move on.
Yeah.
Moving from Eden to another church, you might think it's a solution. I don't think so. What is eating? You, I mean. When we come out of here, it's just as dignity. When we come out of the building, go to your different home, just the building. Eating is you and me. Look, if Pastor Brian, and I speak under the authority of the living God today, if Pastor Brian has hurt you, you must talk to him in love. Why do I say so? If
we have negative vibes in us, it's not going to work. If I hurt you, I'm not God. I'm fallible. I can get it wrong.
Yes.
If I have hurt you, let me know. I will apologize to you. It costs me nothing to apologize to you. Why? Because I want us to move together, shoulder to shoulder, to occupy the land. I want us to come together as the people of God for the anointing to fall on us. Because we require the anointing to do exploits. We require the anointing in our days. Look, the anointing for yesterday was okay for yesterday's problems. We need fresh anointing for today, fresh anointing for tomorrow, for tomorrow's problem. The time there was when we used to go to the post office to make phone calls. Yes, you will remember that. The children will not know that. They will think we are telling lies. It's true. I remember when I used to go to the station to use a calling card and use the phone there to be able to make a call. Look, those days are gone. They're not coming back. Now, if you decide to insist on doing that, so what is wrong with you? You old man. The world has moved on. The anointing for yesterday was okay for yesterday. The telephone booth was okay for yesterday. Going to the post office to make phone call was okay for yesterday. GSM, Skype, it's okay for today. It's possible in our lifetime there might be another technology for tomorrow. We also need to move in the spirit concerning today, concerning tomorrow. We need to begin to reposition ourselves in readiness for the troubles of tomorrow, because we live in the latter days where there are troubles all around us. And we need to take over the land from the enemy. Look, they keep coming up with stuff. We are not going to be resting on the anointing of yesterday to respond to what they are coming up with today. We need fresh anointing for every day. Tap into the source of all knowledge for every day to be able for us to be able to respond ahead of time. How could it be that Elisha was in his house and he could know what the king was thinking about? How is that possible? Under the anointing, it is possible. That anointing is the same anointing, even greater, because we have better covenant today than the days of old. We can move under the anointing, brothers and sisters. We should not be satisfied with where we are. Elisha was not satisfied with it. He was ready to move on. Sometimes the Lord will position you and you have to respond to it. Sometimes you have to deliberately reposition yourself to be able to tap into it. Sometimes you find yourself gravitating into a particular church on a particular day. And you might want to resist it. Sometimes you go there and you feel a different anointing concerning that day. Because sometimes you have to move. You don't sit down and just wait for it. Blind Bartimaeus, what did he say? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. Even as people were saying, shut up your mouth. Who are you? I'm not shut up. I don't want to shut up. Repositioning. And I want you to constantly think about it. And I pray that the Lord moves high, even as we go into our activities of this week. We need to sing this in our head. Repositioning. We need to reposition our mind. We need to reposition our physical space for us to receive that which the Lord is determined to do in our midst. No eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and no one really knows. what the Lord has in store for us. And I'm absolutely confident in my spirit that the Lord has so much that we can never, never, never imagine. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond our thoughts, beyond our imaginations. And that is the God we serve. We should not limit him in any shape or form. We should never, never limit our God. We should be open to receive from the Lord. Elisha said, I want double portion of your anointing. Elijah did not say to him, you know what, I'm going to pray to God for that. No. He said, don't worry. It's hard. Nevertheless, if you witness me going, you will get it. He didn't say, God, do this. When Moses was challenging God, how do we go over to the other side? Why are you bothering him? What do you have in your hand?
Hey, come on.
What do you have there? That same stick that he was using as a shepherd over animals. That same stick that was anointed in it to part the Red Sea. Jacob, the Lord was here and I did not know it. May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus. The Lord is here. And we know it. And we will feel it. We will take it. We will take the anointing that the Lord is giving us on offer. We will not say, we did not know that the Lord was here. And others will come in and take of that which the Lord has purposed for his people. And they go back blessed. We of the house, we also want to be blessed in the name of Jesus. Now, I don't know what your problems might be today. On account of the anointing. On account, those that know their God, they shall do exploits. Knowing your God as Jehovah Nissi. Knowing your God as Jehovah Rapha. Knowing your God as Jehovah Rapheka. Knowing your God as the El Shaddai is the one that will make us to do exploits.
Amen.
In his name. Concerning broken marriages, you need to know your God.
Amen.
So that he can deliver you and heal your broken marriage. Concerning your work, concerning your employment, concerning your health, we need to know our God in order for us to receive the healing that we desire, the healing of our work, the healing of our bodies. We need God, we need the anointing to be able to rebuke the virus of our peace. Brothers and sisters, we need to reposition ourselves as we move into a covenant road. Starting from now, going forward, we need to reposition ourselves to take back our community from the evil one. We need to reposition ourselves for the Lord to bless us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we stand up?
Oh, come,
absolutely confident that people are yearning for the hand of the Lord to touch them. And I know this because several times Pastor Brian will call for people to come out. And it's almost like the whole church is coming out. So we're going to do it differently today. But there is yearning for the Lord in this tabernacle today. There is a repositioning going on today. And I'm going to call upon the servant of the Lord, Pastor Brian, to speak into the atmosphere. For the Spirit to come down upon the whole church. Because we need to come together, shoulder to shoulder, to be able to do this together. Not one person, not two people, the whole church. So under the anointing, Pastor Brian will declare the anointing of the Lord upon the house this afternoon.
I release volunteers. We are people that are going to do exploits today in the name of Jesus. I don't know if there's anybody, I'm just feeling in my spirit right now. If there's anybody who's sick right now, sick in your body, I feel the anointing of God is right here. I'm going to speak every person that is sick in your body. I feel the anointing of God right now. If you're sick in your body, God says, raise your hands. God is about to do a miraculous work in your body right now. Just raise your hands. Those of you who are infirm in your body. Just those who are infirm. In the name of Jesus.